Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan, home of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas State Wildcats. We are right now at the Buffalo Wild Wings at 7030 West 105th Overland Park, Kansas. It is the oldest Buffalo Wild Wings in Kansas City, 26th oldest in the nation. Next week, Sean Barber and I will be at 20110 East Jackson Drive, Independence, Missouri. The same place they filmed that Hallmark movie where Sean was hoping to be a star of that Hallmark Chiefs movie.
I'll ask you about that.
But Jay Binkley with Sean Barber and with former Kansas City Chiefs.
LBC, the linebacker crew. Man, listen, let's thank my man Corey Snob, him and his sons, Harrison and Will and his wife, Emma.
Big shout out for
some support.
Chiefs fans showing up.
Great. Mark Carlson, a guy like, there's a bunch of ex-neighbors, old neighbors.
They're probably home by now, boy. You should have done that earlier.
No, they are. They listen to the show.
Now.
I told them to keep the show on. They get home. Everybody got Alexa. Alexa, play 96.5 The Fan.
Have you ever been bored and say, "Hey, Alexa, fart"?
See, there you go.
You should know. I'm not kidding. She'll do it. Google Home won't do it, but Alexa will do it. I should
have.
I saw a twinkle in his eye where he was going with this one.
You opened my door, man.
I should have shut him down.
You opened that door for me to do I do.
Well, Will and Harrison, man, appreciate y'all coming out, having some of these BW wings. Your dad had a couple beers. Hey, obviously, we talk about that $5, 20-ounce Bud Light.
Bud Light, 20 ounces, $5.
It's going down
we show
easy.
Up.
It's going down easy.
And you can sign up for that great Chiefs neon sign over there, Bud Light. And also the giant Travis Kelce bobblehead. I don't know if you guys seen this thing. It's huge. You guys ever have bobbleheads, Desmond and Sean?
Man.
No bobblehead?
Nah, I didn't make it, man. I think you got to be a certain level of famous to get your own bobblehead.
But I'm
about to have one at Tulane.
Yeah, I'm about to get my own. You know what? I'm going to get me and Dad some bobbleheads made.
You got to do that. You got to get them made then.
Yeah, we're going to get some made or something like that.
We should do some at the Fan, get some barber bobbleheads.
The whole station. Everybody from the whole station, we should get our own licensed bobbleheads, and then when we do promos and pop-ups and everything, you bring four or five of them.
Yeah, sign up for the people, man.
For the bobbleheads.
Anyway, you're all about the people. You've been going and talking to the people, taking pictures with the people, probably breaking their cameras at this point, but you still are, and I give you props for that. Make sure you come out here and get the $5 Bud Light, because it's when we do the show, 20 ounces. That will be Independence, the Hallmark movie. The Chiefs one. Any ambassadors get the invite for that? I know Alex Gold went and tried out for that. He had to wear like winter stuff in the middle of the summer because they filmed these things in the summer.
Yeah.
Were you in that movie?
I didn't get a call back.
You tried though.
Yeah, I was in it.
I sent out.
You were in it?
Yeah, I was in it. Yeah, I was in the back. I passed through. Right, watch around minute 28. Yeah.
Desmond's in it. You weren't. Alex Gold's in it.
There's no jealousy here. I congratulate my man. He's trying to do things I'm doing. I'm trying to do things he's doing. If there's one thing about the ambassadors, you're going to find out really quickly.
Yeah.
We do not hate on each other. We are trying to prop each other up.
Yeah.
Push and elevate to the next level. Whatever you're doing, man, if I can accentuate it, if I can make it better, you let me know how to help you, and I'm there for you, man.
It's one thing about ex-Chiefs. You guys always stick together. I'm always like that, man. Once you play for that team, once you're in the club, you continue. And I know Sean Barber's been the president of the ambassadors before, and you guys do good work at the tours and stuff. I don't know if you've seen on Amazon.
Yeah.
But Baker Mayfield just did one. Eli Manning does the show. And they had Baker put on a fake nose, long hair. He went by Gus Swayze.
Is that right?
And he put a knee brace
on. Knee brace
he went back to high school?
And he went, did a tour with the fans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's back there, and they're, like, talking about him. And they're, like, he threw his the letter in the locker. They didn't even – people doing the tour didn't even know it.
That's hilarious.
Then they asked people to step up and throw the football, and he just goes, boom, and just launches it probably 50 yards. But it was Gus Swayze, but he shows up. So he can hear what the people are really saying about him, man. I thought that was pretty cool.
I think they did with Jared Goffman. They took him to a one of college teams.
Right?
It was a tryout. You know, he comes in with the long hair as some other guy. Yeah, to walk on, and he's just freaking winging his thing.
Yeah,
I love that. That's good.
One of the Manning brothers did it, too, at, like, USC or something. SMU or something like that.
Yep.
All right, what would you guys do about this running game? Obviously, Carson Steele, undrafted free agent. You talked about that, Desmond. One thing, Andy Reid, once you fumble, he'll put you back in. Now, he did, fumble, and then they go to Kareem Hunt. That one fumble, still got a chance, but then you go to the steady hand, the guy like Kareem Hunt and Samaje Perine and guys like that. But what do you think about this running game without Pacheco? Because Perine's been this league a long. We are talking about the single game NCAA leader in rushing.
Yeah.
I like the game.
I like Perine can do a lot of things. Kareem Hunt can do a lot of things. Carson Steele's a banger too. We know that. But well, Clyde's coming back as let's well. Give, I mean, where well, do you start? Where do you start divvying up these carries?
I'm starting where I want to start at, and I'm starting at Kareem Hunt. Hunt, the last time
I remember
him being in Kansas City, we had an offensive rushing record set. I mean, he was a right. He set the record for in rookie.
But he was the NFL leader.
NFL leader, right?
Because remember that one carry in Denver, and then he was out. He had one carry for for a bunch of yards
at the end of the season.
Is Mahomes' first start?
Man, he's a horse, man. You gotta love him.
Any kind of turning back the clock to that, if I can get any version of that guy back in the building, I mean, I think I ride that horse and run with it. I mean, that's my option 1, 2, B, C. I'm going there often, and I'm putting the ball in his hands.
I think he'd even give a run to Pacheco when he came back. With Kareem,
100%. I think we even got a glimpse of that looking at last week. You know, you're looking at a guy that churned out 5, 6, 7 yards on tough runs. You know, that's a win in the National Football League. 3-plus yards is a win in the National Football League on a run play. He's a guy that can battle and get you some of those runs on his own. Even when some of the blocking breaks down, Kareem Hunt is a guy that can make 1, 2 guys miss and then just pound it in there for some tough yards. That'll wear defense down over some games.
The thing I like about it, too, you can catch the football out of the backfield, and, you know, so can Piran. But this line can get out and move, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this line with Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and these guys, they can get out and move. There's carrots there going right in front of Sean Barber.
You see that nice?
And mozzarella sticks and wings.
I should screenshot this and send it to my wife, Nicole, let her know I'm eating
He's eating healthy.
Carrots.
But regardless, the offensive line.
We ain't going to talk about the french fries or the mozzarella sticks.
And they're going to have a business decision with Trey Smith next year. But this line is extremely mobile. Even Kingsley, when he was playing, would get out there and do some things. I'll ask you guys about Wanye's performance, too. But this running backs using this screen game for the Kansas City Chiefs, that is just an extension of that running game. But that can be effective with this team.
Yeah, whether it's Wanye or the rookie from BYU.
Kingsley Suamitiya.
I'm not going to try to last name.
Go ahead and try it.
Let's go with Kingsley. Listen, you got to take some learning, right, some curves, some bumps and bruises.
You wanted him in the draft.
Yes, I did.
You wanted other ones, too, that turned out to be guards.
There's some other ones I wanted that turned out to be guards.
My guy didn't, though.
Oh, yeah, your guy's still with you had the guy from Houston, right? You wanted the big, tall dude from Houston.
I wanted Mahomes. I said Lamar Jackson's going way too late. This year I said Jaden Daniels was my guy, not Caleb Williams. Well, go ahead, Sean. We'll discuss this later.
No, Jaden Daniels was my guy.
That's my guy, too.
He's serious.
Bink's draft breakdown is so extensive.
Yes.
It's a 400-page manual.
That's what we do character concerns each week. We break down the draft all year long.
400-page manual each year that comes out and gets released. So I don't know where he had who going what, but I know at the end of the day, I had Zay Flowers being a beast. I had to tackle from BYU coming here to the Chiefs. And I really think the guy is going to be the tackle of the future. And I think that a rough start, you know, a few weeks ago is not going to, like, define this guy's potential. Long-term-wise, he just got some things he got to learn about how to deal with speed. Again, look, Dez, we know when a guy is quick, you got to punch him in the mouth. Like, you can't just allow a road runner to continue to be a road runner the whole game. Eventually, you got a short set and punch his joker in the throat, in the mouth. You know, sometimes you get penalized. But what I ain't going to let you do is just keep doing the same thing, beat me around the edge, beat me around the edge. I'm not going to let that happen.
Trey Hendrickson, wrong guy, wrong time.
And, you know, and it takes time for young tackles to learn those nuances.
Punch him in the throat.
To learn the little games within the game, the chess game, because it is a game. You know, you gotta change up your sets. You got to change with the finesse, the physicality. To keep these top-tier rushers off your quarterback because it's a tough game, and these guys get much better than the college level. Pass rushers in the NFL versus college, night and day.
Night and day, man.
Yeah, that's speed when you get to the NFL. That's the number one thing guys say. It's speed, and it's more mental than physical
because
you tackle a lot more in high school and college and all that. You get the pros. It's all mental.
Yeah.
But Wanye's doing a great job. I mean, his reps, I mean, the pressure rates and giving up sacks is very good. Wanye's been very good, and he was a starter in OTAs. You get to training camp. It was Kingsley's job. Yeah. And then insert Wanye, too. Yeah, I think Kingsley eventually comes back. I think Wanye could be – well, both of them can play right or left tackle. Both of them have done that in college at that point. But they've got a solid backup now in Kingsley. They had one in Wanye, so we'll see which direction they go. But I love this interior. They get out and move, man.
Yeah.
Creed Humphrey, they want to punish you. Trey Smith, that dude wants to punish you every chance he gets.
But even the tackle issue is not an issue for Andy Reid as we look at
the Trey Smith pancake shirt on.
Trey Smith's a nasty dude. I love his style of play. But Andy loves versatile guys, whether these guys can play left tackle, right tackle, even the fact that they're both getting reps right now. that's something that Andy values, because it's a war of attrition in the National Football League, and the seasons are getting longer. You got to have guys that you can rotate in, especially at offensive line, especially when you got a guy like Patrick Mahomes.
They got to deal with Trey Smith, speaking of your shirt and the pancakes. Fifth round. I mean, here was the guy. I'll never forget. It was during the COVID, that draft. I'll never forget. He had the Chiefs hat. Like, because you don't get the hats, do you, unless they think you're going to be a first or second rounder, right? Well, but he had the hat. You know, he probably had all of them, but you don't get the hats unless they think you're first or second round. But he always had that hat on.
I think
he kept sliding, man.
We knew he had first or second round talent.
100%.
It's just because of the health concern. Mm-hmm. We didn't know if there was going to be a team that was going to take a chance. And so, the Chiefs, the one that took a chance, and they're reaping benefits from that, from taking that chance. I mean, you know, Trey Smith is one of the top, guards in the league.
For sure.
And, I mean, like you said, what Desmond said, his physicality, man, he's separating himself from other guys each game by being more physical, he imposes his will on the D-line. And everything we say we want to do, you know, as linebackers, we want our D-line to penetrate so that we can take downhill paths to the running back.
Yep.
Well, we can't take the path we want to take when our defensive tackle, our three technique, our five technique is getting deposited in our lap.
Correct.
And we're trying to, step over the trash. We're going horizontal instead of vertical. That doesn't make my job easy. And when you're going against a guard like Trey, I mean, he's constantly dumping three techniques in the lap of linebackers.
Yeah.
And so you talk about getting that running game going. I mean, in between those two guards and those A gaps, right downhill, I think the best path to the end zone is a direct line, and I'm ready to hit with those A-gaps with our running backs, P. Ryan, Kareem Hunt, and Carson Steele. Let those guys just continue to eat.
Because Andy Reid loves that versatility. We can play center, guard, tackle. Hey, we've seen this on defense too, guys. I mean, like Cam Thomas, they brought over from Arizona. He was active last week, but here's a guy that can play three technique, play the outside. We're seeing more and more of that, Chris Jones playing outside and inside. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of three techniques playing the outside too. And we've seen a lot of safeties that are now basically linebackers.
Correct.
I mean, your old position, I mean, it's not 250-pound linebackers anymore.
No,
it's basically, like, Brian Urlacher in college was a safety, by the way, at New Mexico. Like, things are changing. Like, the position and things are changing, even at your positions and what you can do.
Well, even some of the personnel. So that's what we're seeing a lot more because of the spread offenses. You're seeing defenses have to go into nickel, dime personnel, which puts defensive back safeties in one of the will Mike positions even sometimes. So you're seeing guys with 200 pounds or in that area having to come down into the box and be tough, having to shed blocks. And that's why we praise guys like Tremari Connors and Legarius Sneed, because these guys are undersized and still can get down in the box and be effective.
It's like Jaden Hicks at safety out of Washington. I can eventually see him coming down the box.
Oh, yeah.
He's right now, at the safety position, but he'll come down the box. He can play linebacker as well and
Absolutely.
Cover tight ends. I mean, he can do whatever you want because he's that size of what linebackers are now.
When he gets that experience, he's going to be one of those guys for sure that can affect the game from the back end, but also get down in the box. And for quarterbacks, again, when you can disguise a guy, you don't know if he's going to cover, if he's going to blitz, if he's going to drop out. That makes the job tougher for a quarterback, which in turn makes your defense a little better.
Remember the Honey Badger? Honey Badger kind of started it.
Oh, yeah.
When he was in Houston, he actually played every single position except one. He was playing nose tackle, playing three technique. He played linebacker. But he literally played everywhere. But that's kind of the new age. That's what, when you go to the combine, it's how many positions can you play?
Yeah.
What can you do? How versatile are you?
Yeah, when you coach defense, either you're coaching position players or you're coaching, like, X's and O's. To be really dangerous in the league and to really be able to disguise stuff, you got to let guys know, hey, these are just position placeholders. Everybody needs to know what everybody does, because depending on the shifts and motions, there's a chance you might be a linebacker playing out of corner.
Correct.
You might be a linebacker. Like, yeah, we want to keep you out of a deep half coverage, but you can be locked on a running back, a tight end, sometimes in a slot receiver. It keeps the look. It keeps the disguise. And if we can make that quarterback hold it for another half second, that allows Chris Jones and George Karloftis and all our guys to get home, then that's what we do. You don't make complaints that, hey, I was playing out of position. Like, man, I'm a defender, but I'm on the field. I'll find a way to get it done. Make sure that we get home when it's time to get home.
That's the voice of Sean Barber, Desmond Moses here as well. Jay Binkley, we're at 105th and Metcalf at the original Buffalo Wild Wings in Kansas City. We'll take a timeout. We come back. Start looking forward to the Saints. What are they bringing to the table next? X5, The Fan, The Fan's football show. We're at 7030 West 105th in Overland Park, Kansas. Don't forget, you can come in here and register for that Bud Light sign, the Super Bowl sign, neon sign for the Chiefs. Also, that jumbo Travis Kelce bobblehead as well. Also, the Buffalo Wild Wings Foundation in October for youth sports. If you donate $5, you get a coupon for 6 free wings. And starting this Wednesday, every day a pick 6 for $19.99. 2 drinks, 2 entrees, and 2 sides. Jay Binkley with former Chiefs Sean Barber and Desmond Moses, both Chiefs ambassadors as well.
The LBC is in his house.
Linebacker crew.
Linebacker crew.
The wrecking crew. I like that.
At BW.
I mean, we've had defensive backs, we've had wide receivers, and Dana and defensive backs, and Pearson, but I haven't had linebackers.
As the quote Kendrick Lamar, they ain't like us.
Yeah, we'll come through a record menu. We got a little bit of everything.
We got the healthy food, the not healthy food. You got wings and things.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing for Monday night? I mean, obviously, you're gonna probably have both games on.
Yeah.
Sean, your youngest son, your middle son plays baseball,
yes,
even
sir.
The Royals organization. So. What are you guys going to do? You going to listen to the Chiefs and watch the Royals? I mean, how are you going to handle this thing?
Well, I'm
going to. Or are you going to the game? You'll be at the game because you judge. You're like the snitch.
No, see, there you go.
He's working.
You're the equipment snitch.
So yeah. There y'all go.
He gets guys fined.
You know what? I'm going to let y'all just have y'all moments. All right, I'm going to find me a place to watch the game nice and quiet.
And find people. Your socks are too high, man.
End zone, finding people.
I thought we was going to talk about the Saints, right? We're the Saints. Let's talk.
You got to look at their stuff too, right?
They want to listen. They want to talk about the Saints.
I want to talk about the Saints. Hey,
how are we going to stop the Saints?
First 2 weeks, the Saints are just scoring like crazy.
But yeah. 90 points. Back, 90 points in 2 weeks.
They've come back to earth the last two weeks.
They came way back to earth.
They've come way back to earth. I mean, that offense was unstoppable. People are talking, look at the Saints. But they were doing it against teams like Dallas.
Yeah, against the Panthers.
But then they go play a close game against Philadelphia, a real close game, a two-point game with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Saints are a team, too, that could be in the Devontae Adams sweepstakes, to be quite honest with you. But Alvin Kamara. We talk about the Chiefs and how good they've been against number one backs.
Unreal.
Alvin brings different flow because he can run, he can catch, he can do a lot of different things. Tennessee product, but he went to Hutch JUCO right out here in Kansas at one point. So he's a former Salt Talk. But what do you expect Monday night?
Bing got that intel on everybody.
Man, he got intel, man. How does he know this stuff,
the
man?
The Hutch connection
Holy
and everything.
Smokes.
I'm watching the film to say, all right, every time he leads with the front foot, he's staying front side. When he goes to the right side of the field, he never cuts back. When he goes left, he always cuts back. I'm looking at that kind of stuff. Bing going back to the Hutch film.
Yeah.
Salt Talk, yeah.
Always carry the ball in the right hand no matter what. We got to punch it out, you know.
But you know what? This he's a special guy, and I love his game because his balance is probably the most valuable part of his game. You know, his contact balance, when this guy gets hit, it's like he gets more on balance. He's a great runner with a great agility, great speed. I think for Kansas City, this is going to be a great test to some of these linebackers, some of these edge guys who have to really cover him in space because he's one of the best in the National Football League.
Vision. Right, having that vision to see the next block. I mean, the guy who thinks he's tackling him, he's already made that guy miss. So he's planning like a step ahead, and the way he has patience.
Mm-hmm.
So having balance, having patience, having vision.
Instinct.
These are words that are talked about some of the greatest running backs. And so Alvin Kamara, like, I don't think he is elite at any of those, but he's really good at all of them.
Yeah,
and so he's that. I mean, he's one of those ultimate weapon type running backs that we see in the league now. That I mean, there is no reason for him to come off the field, except to give him a little blow. They got Jamal Williams coming there. Jamal's gonna come in there with his Pokemon. I don't watch TV.
You know
all that kind of stuff.
Socks on.
Yeah, he's gonna come off with all this kind of craziness stuff.
Deodorant.
No deodorant. No split personality self. And you got to deal with him a couple downs. But Alvin Kamara, like you say, he's a little bit beat up. We said again, 4 weeks straight of 100 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
I would love to believe on Monday night that's when the streak is broken. And I do believe if there's a defense can stop it, that streak, we are the ones that are built to stop that way. But you got to give up something.
Yeah.
And if we take away the running game and we make it an all-passing game, then we don't want to give up double digits. We don't want to give up the long pass. So you almost we're commanding the offense to throw the swing routes, to throw the short passes. So, yeah, he probably will get the 100 yards of scrimmage, but it's going to be 30 or 35 touches of 3 yards, 4 yards. And I'm perfectly fine with that. The one thing we don't want to do is give up any explosive plays. Avoid explosive plays. That's always a very high priority when you're talking about the goals for any defense.
One thing about the Saints is they run for 147 half yards a game. They're seventh in the NFL in rushing. They only throw for 201. They're one of the bottom teams as far as passing. You think, well, it's Derek Carr and throwing the football.
Yeah.
But they're a ground and pound team, too. What do you guys think about Derek Carr, your opinions on him? Obviously, you know, playing in a dome is much different. When the weather's colder, he didn't win. We know that. If the starting time is, you know, under 30 degrees, he can't win. But overall, what do you think about Derek Carr's leadership, and how do you feel him as a field commander?
Well, if you struggle in the cold, go to a team that has a dome.
That's right.
I mean, this guy's, you know.
Unless you're barber.
He doesn't get paid all this money for no reason. He's one of those top-tier quarterbacks. He's a guy that understands the flow of the game, how to win in certain standpoints. I think he's to the point in his career where he wants to win a championship. I think he, you know, to take his name to the next tier, he has to win a championship. And I just think that, you know, for a team like the Raiders, they're still a very, very dangerous team. They still have weapons. Derek Carr is still one of those guys who on any given Sunday can come out and beat your football team. You can't take this guy lightly. He has all the arm talent, all the arm strength. He's a quality quarterback. I wouldn't put him in the upper echelon, but he's certainly one of the best in the National Football League.
Now, Bingo, are we talking about Derek Carr with or without the mascara? Because if we're talking about him without the mascara, he's just the average Joe. But once he puts that mascara on, man, he starts to get scared.
Where would you put him at in the top 10 quarterbacks, or would you have him in
12,
the top 10? 12?
Yeah, 11, 12.
Who's your top five right now, Bar? Who's Barber's top five?
Oh,
well, he always has a list. He always has a list.
Man,
Barber top five.
All right, so I'm going to go with Shroud.
Number one?
Shroud, yep. I'm going Shroud. Houston is number one right now.
Wow.
I'm going to go two. I'm going to go the young man at Washington. Give me Daniels. At number three, I'm going to go Josh Allen with the Bills.
Wow.
Number four, I'm a what have you done for me lately kind of cat. So I'm going to go with Sam Darnold with the Vikings.
Wow.
11 passing touchdowns in 4 weeks.
We got to push Barb's cut back.
I haven't heard you say Mahomes yet.
Yeah, and Mahomes is going to round out that.
No Lamar Jackson in the top five?
No, we beat him. Nope.
No Joe Burrow.
Oh, I told you.
Aaron Rodgers.
He didn't like any of them.
Don't
Holy
get
smoke.
Me started.
Desmond played with Aaron Rodgers.
Don't let me start with the Joe Burrow. Okay, if he don't get the All Madden team surrounding him at all times, that's what he's had his whole college pros. He's had freaking.
We did have Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson in college.
You know, like, golly, bro. Like, show me.
And don't forget, Clyde was in that backfield with him.
Yeah.
No, he has some good teams. He has some good
teams.
There's 14 draft picks from that team.
Oh, my goodness.
Last year there.
But I'm still putting my guy Aaron Rodgers into that upper echelon 100%. I think he's still trying to get some of these young guys on board. Wilson, you know, still running these routes, some of these timing routes. Get these guys 2 or 3 weeks, man. Watch Aaron Rodgers rip into him.
We talking about now, though.
Right now, yes, Aaron Rodgers. Come on, man, don't do that.
I think he put up like 9 points.
Come on, man.
The Jets, they lost. Put up 9 points.
Well, he just got to get these young guys together, man. He, you know,
Who did they just play? The Jets just played.
He can't throw it to himself.
But that was a rainy game. That was all rain.
Oh, my bad. Okay, it was raining, so we give him a pass.
They play the Vikings in London. You guys ever play in London?
I did. I actually played in the London game. My very first year here in Kansas City, Andy's first year, we went out there. Who the heck?
It was 2015. Lions.
The Lions. Yeah,
I mean the Royals were in the World Series then against the Mets.
Yes, it was. And, you know, it's tough, man, because you go out there 4 or 5 days ahead. Your whole week's schedule was a little bit off. You got young guys. You know, you got these, you know, young foreign ladies that are easy to distract. You know, you got a lot of different distractions over there in London. So, you know.
You were 1-5 at one point, then you turned things around. I didn't always pay attention to the Chiefs because the Royals were on a run, but then Andy's not in a row. He's the only not made the playoffs one time. It was 2014, but he was 9-7.
Yeah, we should have. We should have made the playoffs.
Can you guys believe this? Andy, this is 26-year coaching. He's been in an AFC or NFC title game 11 times.
Wow.
That's
11.
That's a whole
out
lot.
Of 20, I mean, that's 42%.
Yeah.
Almost 43% of every year he's coached, he's been in an AFC or NFC title game. I mean, that's insanity.
I would have guessed higher than that. I mean, he's had a heck of a career out in Philadelphia where I got to grow up and watch him, and obviously now here in Kansas City.
How tough is it being good every single year? I mean, I don't think people put stock into that. Like we see all these teams just fall off. They fall completely off. The Chiefs don't, man, and they get everybody's best shot.
Yep,
absolutely,
literally,
and it's a long season.
And what we sit here and say is, hey, man, like at this point in the year, you know, if we want the three-peat, let's go all in. Let's spend 2025. But that's probably the one thing the Chiefs have never done, and that's probably why they've been consistently good, if not great, year after year after year after year, is because they are financially responsible. They do.
Yeah.
The general manager does an excellent job of focusing on a certain side of the ball each draft and making sure that he's improving at all three levels, mm-hmm. and not only as starters but in depth.
Yes.
Right? He's getting a team that is wide and deep. He's getting a true 53 players that can all play a high level with that next man up attitude. And everybody's being coached. You know, I know, you know, me and Dez have both been under Coach Andy, and we've seen practices where he'll just randomly say, "You're down."
Yeah.
You're down. You're like the starting guard is down. Mm. So the number two, you had no preparation. You didn't know it was up.
Yep.
I'm the backup Will linebacker, and all of a sudden the mic is out, and now the Will goes to Mike. I go to, and now we got to perform like his game. So he systematically prepares you for things that he knows at some point in the season might and will happen. And I think that the end game is that his teams are just more prepared. And
100%.
more ready for the adjustments that everybody has to be ready for.
And that goes all the way back to the offseason, because in OTAs we had a Raider day. We had a Chargers day.
Yeah.
We had a, you know, each team in the division, they had days out of the week all the way back into the offseason where we dedicated time for their offense, their defense, their scouting report. That way those guys are even that much more prepared come game.
They always say next man up, but, I mean, seriously, like Mahomes, I mean, he goes down, you can't say next man up.
No, you don't want to say that.
In the other position, to me.
I mean, we prepare for a drive or two.
Yeah.
But to me, the
Carson
other one is edge rusher.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
The really good edge rushers are drafted between 1 and 18. I mean, yeah, you get the Karloftis at the end of the first round and T.J. Watts and stuff. But majority of the top 20 sackers every year go 1 through 18. I mean, that is a tough position to say, all right, come in and go get the quarterback. Sean Barber, Desmond Moses, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings, 105th and Metcalf. Make sure you come out here and enjoy these 20-ounce Bud Lights for $5. When we come back, I want to know who you guys think are contenders and pretenders in the AFC, because I know Sean's always got thoughts on that, literally. He likes Houston, I can tell you that right now. We'll be back and do that in a minute. Welcome back to 96.5 The Fan, the Fans football show going on in Buffalo Wild Wings, 7030 West 105th. In Overland Park, Kansas, home of the, whenever we're doing the show, you get 20 ounces of Bud Light for just $5. Next week, Sean Barber and I will be in Independence, Missouri.
Ooh.
But Jay Binkley here with Sean Barber and Desmond Moses. Desmond just spilled some water just a second ago. Sean Barber is eating carrots,
believe it or not.
I've never seen, he ate them all. He ordered wings, but he ate carrots.
Yeah, the wings.
Like a rabbit.
You know what? Because, listen, my kids are into the heat challenge. And like the hot wing challenge, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't go to the very top, but somewhere around the top, I got about
the Scoville units.
Four or five different ones. I started with Nashville hot and worked my way up. So I got about 30 boneless wings going home. We're going to do a little.
Yeah. You ordered a lot of flavors.
8
on
or 9
beans.
O'clock. We're going to do a little hot ones, hot wings.
You ever had that chip challenge that you eat that one spicy?
I don't do
just
that.
That one chip?
That thing going hot. They got to come out hot.
Once you've seen people doing like losing consciousness and gagging and all, like, why would I train myself, my body is my temple, to go through all the things I went through in life and then go feed it a chip to make myself sick?
Like, well, you ate the a lot of fries and mozzarella sticks, but you did eat the
those are low-cal fries.
You didn't eat the carrots. I appreciate that.
They're low calorie fries.
Carrots were just for show.
Yeah, the carrots was good, though. That was the best part of the whole meal so far.
We used to have a female rabbit for the kids, right?
Oh,
and I was out mowing the lawn. My wife, ex-wife at the time, comes out and says, "Hey, I'm going to go buy the rabbit a friend." And she brings home a male rabbit.
Oh,
I went
yeah.
around and said, "What? You know what they were doing with it in like 2 minutes?" Yeah, yeah. You know, speaking of rabbits, that's exactly what they do. All right, you obviously like Houston. I like Houston, too. But here's the caveat. You know, we've seen all these teams, you know, we saw the Jags go to the AFC title game with Blake Bortles. Then what happened? The Chiefs broke them. Then it took a while. They rebuilt. They won a playoff game with Trevor Lawrence. Then last year, they didn't even make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're playing bad football. With Houston, I kind of want to see what they can do, but I believe in them because I like DeMeco Ryans. And I don't think Frisco's defense has been the same since DeMeco is down in Houston now, who should have been the coach of the year last year, but they voted on it too early. But I like C.J. Stroud a lot. Do you consider Houston for real? Who would you put on the top tier with the Chiefs right now? If I said to put three teams that are top tier in the AFC, Barber.
All right, so if you're going to ask me,
Because I know you got your list. He literally has a list.
Yeah, I got my list.
What did I tell you, Desmond?
I got the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Texans are the top three teams in the AFC right now.
So who'd you have before the year?
Before, I had the Ravens.
Okay.
So the Ravens was my number one. The Bills was my number two. And I believe that the Chiefs were my number three as far as going into the 2024 season.
Do things change with this weekend's game with the Ravens or the Bengals? Like who wins the game? Because the Ravens are starting to play some good football.
I think the Ravens are still in my top three, respectively. Yeah.
Well, who's not? The Bills not in it?
Bills aren't there yet. The Bills, I don't think they have enough firepower.
You know,
I didn't buy
into the Bills, but they played a weak schedule.
You know, they played a weak schedule. I'm not sleeping on it because they got to – you know, sometimes when you lose a guy like Stephon Diggs, some of these other guys, man, they start to come together, step up, play big. And even a guy like Josh Allen, he doesn't feel the pressure to have to throw to a number one. Well, he throws to whoever's open.
That's why I thought about my homestead only losing four games, because I've seen Josh Allen. He goes out there and gets absolutely stomped by the Ravens. I mean, they play bad teams. I don't know what to think of the Buffalo Bills at this point. Obviously, you know, at the wide receiver position, they're hurting for. But I don't know if I put the Bills there. The Texans I want to put there. The Ravens, I'm with you. I don't think they're going away anywhere. And I think the addition of Derrick Henry, everybody's saying he's old and watched and all this. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, he's 250.
You see that kid run and throw people down. When he ran to the end zone on that long run, I was like, how does he still get that speed? But he did.
Oh, man. I seen the end zone version of that, man. He's still picking those knees up, putting them down. For a guy that's 250 pounds, to be able to run like that, I don't think you could be washed up.
Would you guys like to hit somebody like that?
Not anymore.
I'll pass. Yeah, no.
Not anymore.
That hurts me to think about.
I do believe in the AFC there's a very clear cut of who is the cream of the crop, who has risen to the top in each division, right? We got the Chiefs in the West. We got the Ravens in the North. We got the Bills in the East, and then we got the Texans in the South. And if we look at the NFC, it's very mumble jumble. It's very—I mean, to me, I got about eight teams that all could be the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
And I just think it's just a lot. It's a lot of really good teams and no great teams. I think
I do like the way the Lions are playing, though. I mean, with Goff going out there 18-for-18. I mean, that's that in 200.
That was impressive.
I mean, 18-for-18 is 18, and he wasn't exactly dinking and dunking either.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how about those Atlanta Falcons, man? I think that's
impressive.
Kirk Cousins is playing outside of his body right now.
He had 509 yards. You got that backfield,
unreal.
Bijan and Algier,
and these young receivers, man. You got to understand what young receivers can do to a elder quarterback, if you will. Sometimes they revitalize them. Sometimes they give them that, you know, that new life that they needed and take some of that pressure off. Kirk Cousins is playing like a prime Kirk Cousins. And he hit us with the slogan last night. You like that.
Yeah. His swag is having no swag.
He was doing the swag surf.
Hey, you got to love That's Kirk, right. man.
Yeah. Yeah. But he means he's sitting there watching Michael Penix right behind him. You know, he ain't
worried about him.
Well, he was at first. I mean, it had to be because the fan base, you know, like Michael Penix. I mean, this is what Kirk Cousins has to deal with at this point in his career.
Did you see the way the head coach hugged him?
Yeah.
When they threw that play to Drake London and set him up for that field goal, the face that the coach had was like, you my guy.
Yeah.
You are my guy.
I wanted Darnell Mooney, too.
You know what?
By the way.
You my guy.
Another Tulane guy. Shout out to Mooney.
Shout out Tulane.
You know, but it's levels to it, especially at the quarterback position, man. The things that Kirk Cousins are doing, some of those checkdowns, the quickness in which he's making those decisions, even a Penix, the first round pick, you can't even really put those guys in the same ballpark.
Penix,
not right now.
He's the future.
Yeah, but he's got a great guy to learn from.
Well, what's your opinion on AC West? Because you got Harbaugh out there doing it. Obviously, he's dealing with injuries. They're always dealing with injuries with the Chargers, but they love running the ball. I mean, they're a ground and pound team. They want to be a physical, tough team. You know, like his brother's Ravens team.
Yeah.
And then you got the Broncos with Bo Nix. Sometimes you get good Bo Nix, sometimes you get bad. And the Raiders, I don't know what the Raiders are doing at this point. But to me, the Raiders are like the Broncos.
Yeah.
It's like a board game. They're back to the start because do you have your quarterback or not? We know the Raiders don't. The Broncos might. I don't know if they do or not. I'm not 100% sold on Bo Nix. But
they play good defense.
Who's the better coach, Peyton or Harbaugh?
Mm.
To me, Peyton.
Yeah, it's close, man. It's close. I think Peyton, I think he has to have his guys in place. I think for Harbaugh, I think he can bring a style. I think a style that San Diego, Los Angeles
I say that
Chargers,
all the time too.
They're not accustomed to, but I think it's one of a winning recipe.
Yeah.
Running the ball, being physical on defense. He has some of those pieces. They're banged up right now, but he has some.
Yeah, and the Chargers, they got rid of a lot of guys, and he's bringing the type of guys he wants in. The problem is that type of game plan, you beat yourself. Yeah, you beat the opponent up, but you beat yourself up too.
Yeah.
And so, like, this is a long season. And as many times as the team wants to say, we're just going to make it a street fight. We're going to just meet you anywhere, put the ball down, run the ball down your throat.
You better have street fighters.
You better have a deep list of guys that can go out there and do it. And I think that's the thing that he's going to realize about the league is, man, as easy as that sounds to do, to have depth in all these positions. Mm-hmm. I mean, he came into the game against the Chiefs with no tackles.
Yep.
Missing Darwin James, got suspended. Bosa was out. I mean, mm-hmm. just playmakers all over the field. And they still gave us a really good game.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between winning and losing. Like, who cares how good the game is if you ain't going to win, right? And then putting this quarterback out there, I at the end of the game, I still saw him on his back, kind of looking like his ankle and knee got messed up when Chris Jones
sacked
him.
Right now. I mean, he's banged up.
And this is so early in the season. Mm-hmm. This is such a long season.
And now having a bye week, too. But Mahomes, as I said, 18-1 in the division on the road. That's ridiculous. Andy Reid, when you guys played for Reid, how big was the division games? Obviously, it's very important to him.
All the way back to the offseason, I said.
Okay.
He's spending time and, hours, practices on this stuff well before the season. There's guys that get to practice versus some of these teams that won't even make the team. But they'll know about the Chargers, the Broncos, the Raiders, and how to go up against
them. I'll never forget that first time he played Philadelphia and Chip Kelly was out there.
Yeah.
They ran a swinging gate. And some of the Chiefs defenders said that one time during training camp, at the end of training camp, in Philadelphia, it was like game two or three, they worked from the swinging gate because they knew they were playing Philadelphia.
Hey, Bing, let me ask you something. Do you think the AFC West, the other teams in the AFC West, do they draft and put in game plans to be the best version of themselves or to try to beat the Chiefs?
They should try to beat the Chiefs with every draft pick, every move they make.
And I think
that team's been – I mean, and they shouldn't trade with this team either.
All right, so
they still do it, which is stupid.
I think they try to do that also. But as far as you go to try to beat the Chiefs, you're wasting time. There's 14 other games, 15 other games on the schedule that you're not being prepared for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's say you do split with the Chiefs, but then you lose three more regular season games because you're not prepared for what they
do.
Yeah,
how do you do it? I once asked my friend, the great late Trez Paylor, how do you beat Mahomes? What do you draft for? Try to get a quarterback like Mahomes, which we know how difficult that is to do. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings, 105th and Metcalf. We come back. Sean Barber, Desmond Moses, give us our final thoughts next. And welcome back to 96.5, the Fans Football Show. Jay Binkley with the great Sean Barber and Desmond Moses, a couple linebackers, Chiefs ambassadors in the works for you guys that consistently do work for the community and everything else for those Kansas City Chiefs, and it's appreciated. But, all right, Monday night, how's that different than other games when you're in prime time and everybody's watching you?
Monday night, well, I mean, you got to be ready to show up and show out. I mean, everybody, all your peers, all the guys you've been playing against, everybody's going to be watching you. So, if you playmakers make plays on Monday Night Football when it's primetime ball. It's the only game that's watching. That's when your family, everybody's going to be watching. So, as a ball player, you just want to play your best ball. You want to play nice, clean, smart football. You don't want to be out there looking sloppy, 12 men on the field, muffing, punt, coverage and. Like all the things about football, you want to look clean. You want to look like you actually out there playing professional football. And then at the end of the day, man, you want to find a way to win the ball game at the end.
Sean, you and Desmond talked earlier about the the games and they keep doing in the safety rules. But last year, the Chiefs had less rest than any opponent for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But does that start taking a toll when you're going all the way to either the Super Bowl or the AFC title game every year?
100%.
These guys like Chris Jones, they got to be getting tired at some point.
I mean, you got to think, it's already a war of attrition. They've added in an extra week, an extra game, and then these guys have to go on to play 2, 3, 4 more games than a lot of their future opponents.
Barber was 20 games.
Yeah, well, and not only that, you got to continue practice for another month and a half. When guys are away, in the Bahamas, in Jamaica, these guys are resting feet up. You're still getting some work in, and then you got to get back to it sooner. So, it's impressive what these Kansas City Chiefs are doing.
You guys look like you can still play, man.
Oh, man, I don't know about that.
I think what does C-Dot call the offseason, 1, 2, 3 Cabo?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 Cabo. It's going to be a Cabo or not.
Gone fishing.
Yeah.
Those guys on the
– like the Panthers probably planning this trip.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. They got postseason vacations planned for sure.
All teams, they think the same way. Everybody bring it up. Let's break it down. 1, 2, 3, family on me, family on three. 1, 2, 3, family. And C-Dot says, hey, man, you know, some of these teams, they come to break it down. They talking about 1, 2, 3, Cabo.
Right.
1, 2, 3, Cancun. some teams, man, you get to week 15, and the postseason is like people making plans. Plans have been made, bro. Like, we got 15. So let's get through these final weeks. Guys, the postseason.
Well, we got the Chiefs. We don't do anything until February or March.
Well, trust, there's every team in the league, they're not hoping to go to the playoffs, believe it or not.
Oh, I'm sure business decisions. I don't get calls, right?
Yeah.
Think, I'm not going to be able to see you again until next Friday, but hey, yeah. if somebody's looking for me, yep. y'all trying to hang out, I'll yep. be
all right.
I'll be downtown. The Fuel House is bringing a bunch of high-end autos down to Kelsey's car jam tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'll be down there, 17th and Walnut. It was a sold out event, but I think you can get on a bunch of the Instagrams and all the social medias and see a lot of pictures of all these high-end cars. So
it's awesome. And Desmond, you're still in real estate. How can people find you?
Still in real estate. Look me up, Desmond, D-E-Z-M-A-N-M, and Channel 5 on Sundays, 10 o'clock.
Channel 5 show, definitely if I ever get to the point to buy a house, I'm going Desmond Moses, 100%. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings at 105th and Metcalf, the first Buffalo Wild Wings in Kansas City since 1999. Before, 3 years before, yeah, you and Andy Reid, Coach of the Year, and with the Philadelphia Eagles. But anyway,
yes, great time.
Thank you very much to Quentin Mortars producing the operation. Thanks, huge thanks to Bud Light and Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll see you guys next Friday in Independence.
1, 2, 3, Cabo.